Welcome back, everybody. It's Amin Yom, Tirpitz Daf, Kuf Tes Vav Man Aleph 115a, and we are about to start the 16th parak of Masechet Shabbos, Kol Kisvei. So the beginning of our parak is going to talk about what you are and are not allowed to say from a fire on Shabbos. We're talking about a situation where there's no Eruv, that's why carrying it in public would be an issue, because you're not allowed to just carry, so we would have to have a specific purpose. So we're going to talk about what you are and are not allowed to save, starting talking with the Kisvei HaKodesh. So Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzionu Samnei Adleika, says the Mishnah, that any of the Kisvei HaKodesh, which is really the scrolls of Tanakh, are allowed to be saved from a fire on Shabbos. Bein shekoren b'hem, whether they are read publicly, like Nevi'im, which is read as the Aftor, or Bein shein koren b'hem, or whether we do not read from them, like Suvim. Afal pishik suvim b'chol lashon, even though they are written in any other language other than Hebrew, Tunin Geniza, they need to be put away in a respectful manner, and they can't just be thrown out in some disgraceful way. Umim ein koren b'hem, and why do we not read from them? Why do we not read Suvim on Shabbos? Nei bitul beis hamedrash, because it used to be that people would go and have a shir on halacha, so it would be more informative, and if we allowed Suvim to be read publicly, people would just do that and not necessarily learn halacha. So that's the mission. Now we're going to have to analyze the mission. So Idmar, it was stated, that if they write any of these Kisvei HaKodesh, if they were written in Aramaic or in any other language aside from Hebrew, Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, "Ein matzilin osam ne'adleika," you are not allowed to save them from a fire. Rav Chista Amar, "Matzilin osam ne'adleika," and Rav Chista says that you are allowed to save them from a fire. So says the Gemara, what's this machlokas about? So Ali b'Tamad Amar nitnu l'korsban dekoyam lo pligid matzilin. So according to the Tana, who says that we may read from them, meaning you're allowed to read these translations of Tanakh, everyone agrees you're allowed to save them. Keep pligid Ali b'Damar. Demanda Amar Lon in the Likrospen. So the whole machlokas comes up by when we say you're not allowed to read from them. If you're not allowed to read from these translations, so are you allowed to save them on Shabbos? Or Rav Huna Amar Ein Matzilin. Rav Huna says no way, you're not allowed to save them. Dehalon in the Likrospen, because you're not allowed to read them. Rav Chista Amar Matzilin. And Rav Chista says you are allowed to save them. Mishum Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh, because otherwise it's going to cause a disgrace to the Kisvei HaKodesh, to Tanakh, and that's why we would allow you to save them. So now comes the Gemara and asks a question on Rav Huna. Our Mishnah said tonight we learned in the Mishnah called Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Samnei Adleika, that any of the Kisvei HaKodesh, you're allowed to save them from a fire. Bein shekor mem, bein shein kor mem, whether we read from them or not. Even though they are written in any other language. So my love is, it's not really referring to the following. Shekorim Bahen is referring to Nevi'im. The things that we read from, that's referring to Nevi'im. V'she'in Korim Bahen, that's referring to Ksuvim. Afal Pishik Ksuvim B'chol Lashon. And when the Mishnah says that even though they are written in any language, Delo Nitnu Likros Bahen, this implies that they are not allowed to be read. And still, v'katani matzilin, and still we see that you're allowed to save them. So what comes out is that we have things in other languages, even though we don't read from them, still we're supposed to save them. V'tiyuftad Rav Huna, this seems to be a very clear proof against Rav Huna. So Amar Lach Rav Huna, Rav Huna would answer, he said, v'sizbara, you really think that this explanation of the Mishnah makes sense? The way you interpreted all of the phrases, could that really be? Because Eim HaSeifa, but look at the end of the Mishnah, it says Tunin Geniza. It says that these things need to be put away in Shemos, they need to be hidden away. Hashta Tzuli Maslinan Geniza Mibayi. So once we're telling you, though, that you're allowed to save these things, you're allowed to save these translations, and there's not going to be an issue of carrying on Shabbos because of them. Do you really need to tell me that they need to be put away in a respectful manner? Of course, that would be obvious. Rather, Elor Rav Huna Mitaratz Tamei, Rav Chista Mitaratz Tamei. Rather, Rav Huna and Rav Chista each interpret the Mishnah according to their own reasoning. Rav Huna Mitaratz Tamei. What does it mean when Rav Huna explains the Mishnah? He says Bein Shekorim Behem Nevi'im. When it says that the things that are read from, that's referring to Nevi'im. Bein Shein Korim Behem Ksuvim. And things that we don't read from, that's referring to Ksuvim. Both of these scrolls need to be saved. But Bamedvar Mamurim. So what are we talking about? Ksuvim Bechol Lashon HaKodesh. That the Ksuvim was written in Hebrew. Aval Bechol Lashon. But if they're written in any other language, Ein Matzilin, then they would not need to be saved. Afilu Hachli Genizabo. And even though they don't need to be saved, still they would need to be put in Shemos. That's the way Rav Huna reads the Mishnah, and that's why it makes sense that his shita is that when it's written in any other language, you would not save them from the fire, but still they need to be put in shame. Rav Chista interprets the Mishnah according to his reasoning. When we say that things that are read, that's referring to Nevi'im. Things which are not read from, that's referring to Ksuvim. And the Mishnah teaches that even though these books are written in any other language, still they're allowed to be saved. And this is what the Mishnah is saying when we say Tiunin Geniza, and their decay, when they go and rot away, still it would need Geniza. Meaning, the Tiunin Geniza is talking about something else. So it's not necessarily a big question like Rav Huna answered before. Rather, that's referring to even when they decay and the particles that fall off from them, those things need Geniza as well. So that's how they each interpret the Mishnah according to their own explanations. Now comes the Gemara with another question on Rav Huna. We have a brisa which explicitly tells us that if we have any of the Sifrei Tanakh that are written in Aramaic or in any other language, we save them. So how can we answer this? So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna would say back, Hai Tana Savar Nitnu Likros Bahem. This Tana, the author of this brisa, holds that you're allowed to read from them. And we already said, when you're allowed to read from them, if you hold that you're allowed to read from these things, then there is no machlokas at all, and everyone agrees that you would be allowed to save them. So now we have another question on Rav Huna. Tashma, Hayuksuvim, Giftis Modis Ivris Egomis Yivanis, if they were written in Coptic or in any of these other languages like Greek or anything else, Afal Pishago Nitnu Likros Bahem, even though they may not be read Matzionos on Meabdleka, you still save them. Tioftid Rav Huna, this seems to be a proof against Rav Huna. So Amalach Rav Huna, Rav Huna would say, Tanaihi, this matter is really a machlokes Tanaim. And I'm holding like the Tana who disagrees with the ruling of the Brisa that was just quoted. The Tanya, because it says in the Brisa, Ayuksubim Targum Bechol Vecholash Matzionos on Meabdleka. So Tana Kama says that if you read in Aramaic or any other language, then you have to save them from a fire. Rabbi Yossi says that you do not save them from fire. This would be the sheet that Rav Huna is holding like. So Amar Rabbi Yossi said, so there was an incident about Father Chalafta went to Rebbe Gamliel and Tveri Umatzo Shaya Yoshev al Shulchan Shal Yosef Anazov, and they found him sitting at the table of Rebbe Yosef Anazov. Yado Sefer Eov Targum Hu Koribo, and he was holding an Aramaic translation of Sefer Eov, and he was reading this. Amar Lo, and this he said to Rebbe Gamliel, Zachar Ani Rebbe Gamliel Avicha Shaya Omid Al Gav Mala Baharabai. So I remember that Rebbe Gamliel, your grandfather, was once standing on the step of Harabai. So Avi Ufan of Sefer Eov Targum, and they brought before him an Aramaic reading of Sefer Eov. Amar Lo Benai Shake. And he told the builders who were working on Harbayas, who were working nearby, buried under the row of bricks. And when he heard this, Rabbi Gamliel Barebi also said, you know, this translation of Eov that he was holding, it needs to be hidden away, it needs to be put in Shemos, he needs to get rid of it. Rabbi Yossi Barebi Yehuda said, Areva Shaltit Kafu Alav. He said it wasn't necessarily that this cement was put on it, rather it was, they put clay over it and it overturned upon it with this clay. So now comes the Gemara and asks on this whole story. Amar Rabbi says, Shtei Chuvos Badavar. I have two problems with this whole story of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, how does clay come onto Harabais? Where did all this stuff even come from? Also, are you allowed to destroy these translations of Sifrei Tanakh with your own hands directly? I understand if it's going to happen on its own, you don't have to save it necessarily, but you're allowed to destroy them. Rather, one really just leaves them in an unguarded place and then they decay on their own. You're not allowed to go and destroy it by yourself. So this is a questionable story. But now comes the Gemara and further analyzes this, meaning Rav Huna brought this whole brisa to show that the machlokas between Rav Chista and himself is about this earlier machlokas Tanaim, but man Tanai. So which of the Tanaim in this brisa goes with Rav Chista and which goes with Rav Huna? Ilei matana kama v'Rabbi Yossi. So if you're going to say the Tana Kama who says you're allowed to save these translations holds like Rav Chista, and Rabbi Yossi who says that you are not allowed to go and do these holds like Rav Huna, this doesn't make sense because b'dilma b'hakam b'flagi. Because maybe they're only arguing about the following. Mar Savar Nitnu Likros Pahenu, Mar Savar Lo Nitnu Likros Pahenu. Because maybe this is really machlokas whether they hold you're allowed to read from it. So I was telling you that Rav Huna is going to subscribe to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, but that's not necessarily true because maybe their whole machlokas is just whether we read them. And we know if you hold that you read them, then you hold that you're allowed to save them. But maybe it doesn't have anything to do with other languages or anything along those lines. Ela Rabbi Yossi Vitana the Giftis. Rather, the Tanaim in question are Rabbi Yossi and the Tana who had this whole idea of the Giftis. He's the one who said, Afal Pish. That you're always going to save them from the fire. So that would be the Shita of Rav Chista. And Rav Huna would hold like Rabbi Yossi. So those are the Tanaim that we're really referring to. This is Daf Kuf Tesvav Amin Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.